Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on March 7th, 2012, at the Top Hat and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Rites of Passage. This week's story comes to us from Joyce Gibbs and is titled, Turning 8. Thank you for listening.
Hi. My story is from 30 years ago. I was 7 years old, and I was about to turn 8. It was February, and it was in Missoula. I was raised Mormon, and when you're raised Mormon, you get baptized when you're 8 years old, because they don't believe in original sin. So I've been going to classes called Choose the Right classes, where they teach you how to make good decisions. I had also convinced my mother that I should have this pair of wonderful leather shoes. And the deal was I could have the leather shoes, but I had to wear my boots to school and my boots home from school, and I could change into my shoes at school, which is fair enough. So one day after school, I decided that I wanted to go to my friend Shauna's house. And my parents didn't approve of me going to Shauna's house. We were unsupervised, and I knew this. So I called my mom from Shauna's house, and I told her that I was at Jimmy's house. And the reason why I think my parents didn't approve, besides the fact that we were unsupervised, is Shauna knew a lot more than I did at 7 years old. So I learned a lot from Shauna. We played some interesting games, and they sometimes took a long time, and this day we got preoccupied, and I realized it was 4:30, and it was getting dark, and I was 15 blocks from home. And so I grab my bag, and I start running down the street, and it's getting dark, and it's February. And about 4 blocks away from my house, my mom pulls up in the car, and she's just so happy to see me. She gets me in the car, and she says, "Well, where were you? Jimmy lives on this side of the street. You're over here." I said, "Well, we went to the park." "Oh, well, where is Jimmy?" "Well, he had to go home." So, you know, I stayed at the park alone, apparently. So we get in the car. She's just happy to see me. The next day, I realize that I have lost one of my shoes. And my mom says, "That's okay. I'm sure that it fell out of your backpack, and we'll find it. We'll walk past Jimmy's house on the way to school." So we walk past Jimmy's house on the way to school, and we look in the snow, and there's no shoe. And I walk on the way home and look on the other side of the street in the snow, and there's no shoe. And the next day, my mom and I walk past Jimmy's house in the snow. There's no shoe. And we do this for a week. And about a week later, Shauna shows up with my shoe at school. And I'm so relieved. I get home and I say, "Mom, I found my shoe." And she's like, "That's great. Where was it?" It was in the snow near Jimmy's house. But I knew I was caught, and I told her that it had been at Shauna's house, and that I had been at Shauna's house, and I knew that that was wrong. And And she said those wonderful words, "We'll just wait for your dad to get home." So my dad gets home, and my mom and my dad go into the room, and they talk. And then I get invited into the room, and we talk, and I tell my story. And my dad thinks for a while, and he says, "Well, you're getting a spanking. I want you to understand that while you are getting this spanking, that you're getting it not because you went to Shauna's house and not because you lost your shoe, but because you lied to your mother." And later on, after the spanking, he said, "Oh, and by the way, you're going to be grounded for 3 months. Because you lied to your mother 3 times. You lied to her when you told her you were at Jimmy's house. You lied to her when you told her you were at the park. And you lied to her when you told her you found your shoe." And I thought about this for a little bit as I rubbed my butt. And I said, I can't be grounded. It's my birthday." And he said, "Oh, yeah, you can be grounded." I was like, can I get baptized?" "Yeah, you can get baptized because you've figured out the difference between right and wrong. And we won't have a party. But, you know, in June, you'll be free again." And I went through my rites of passage, my one rite of passage, and I was cleansed of all my previous sins and discovered the difference between right and wrong. And I can tell you that I'm not a very good liar, but I have learned the art of omission.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. TopHatMissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. GarageTees.com. Josh Quick Illustration and Design. QuickJosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards and music. Great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for May 29th at the Top Hat. Find us on Twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS.